The testimony time, then I'll do the message at the end. One thing I didn't realize was such a blessing until I decided to grow my beard out. It is not made for eating the McRibs that McDonald's has now. How many of you like the McRib?
Amen.
I love the McRib, but the problem is if I don't look in the mirror after I eat, later I look in and I have an orange mustache and I'm thinking, oh, wow. I just been walking around doing stuff and people thought, what's that old, I mean, that old guy, does he ever wash? But, I mean, I just didn't realize with white hair it shows up. So barbecue sauce in your beard's not a good thing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." The message tonight that we'll speak about in a few moments is entitled, "So Much to Be Thankful For," and we have a lot to be thankful for. Now, I realize that some of us could stand and spend 4, 5, or 6 minutes given our blessings, but we want you just to do kind of a, we're going to start with the elderly, and when I say that, well, because I want them to be able to get first shot, and they also have more to be thankful for. When you lived a long life, by the way, you'll realize it just seems like a moment. I think that's why they call it 40 over the hill, because man, once you get past 40, it just seems like you just kind of run down the hill and you can't stop. I mean, it just goes by so fast. The day starts and it's over, and you feel like, wow, I didn't get much done today. But when you young folks, you're exactly opposite. It's like, oh man, I mean, I can't wait till I get old. You don't want to wish that. When you get old, you just run down the hill. So, a lot to be thankful for. We're going to start with those who are 55 and above. Someone has something to be thankful for. Let's hear it. Miss Craighead, first up.
I just want to say I'm thankful that I can't be separated
from God. Man, Mrs. Perry. Okay, I saw someone else with a hand up. Anyone else over there, 55 and above? No one. Anyone in this section, 55 and above? Brother Prado. That is a big blessing. Anyone else in the middle section? Yes, ma'am. Ms. Cools.
Thank the Lord for my salvation. I give Him glory and say 50 years this year. And I thank the Lord for the Bible. It's just more precious every day to me. And I just thank the Lord that He's given me the grace to live alone. I've never lived alone in my life. And to live alone is a challenge. And I just give Him the grace.
Good. Anyone else in this section before we go over to this section, 55 and above? Brother Hauser, you and Mrs. Hauser kind of have a monopoly on that. And oh, I guess Adam's dad does. Yes, sir.
I want to thank God for my son, Adam. He's the one who brought me here. Thank you for good help.
You're better looking than him, so I'm glad he got you over here. Yeah. kind of equals things out back there. Anyone else in this section before we go to the far side? All right, over here. Understand.
Amen.
You fall underneath that place where it says, "With such were some of you." That's good. Good. Mrs. Wallace.
Prayers that I've got for his people and family and everything, I've been able to make it.
We have a good God, you bet. Now, yes, sir. 18 years old to the elderly, yes, sir. Go ahead. Good.
Amen. And I thank God for his salvation. Other brothers and sisters.
All right, so everyone, teens and below, have to wait. Anyone, we'll start here and head back across. Anyone over here? Yes, ma'am. Good. Anyone else over here? Yes, sir. Good. Someone in the middle section here. Yes, ma'am. Will you raise your hand up? Don't be surprised.
Like you said, there's so much that we can talk about, but one of the things that I've been thinking about lately is my husband and my son help me out a lot with kids. And that's the biggest blessing, being so much older. So I think that just helps me out a lot.
Yes, sir, in the back. We'll come back to you, Brother Joe. It's been good to have you guys. Yes, sir, Brother Michelle.
My name is Kurt. No, I thank the Lord for being king of for 21 years. I've been fasting 21 days. actually, I want to thank the Lord for 9 pounds, 11 ounces, healthy. I want to thank the Lord for my church family. 9 pounds, 11 ounces? Oh, my goodness. I'm not kidding.
11. He was talking about another baby, Crystal. You don't have the only baby in the world. Okay.
11 pounds, 9 ounces, and healthy. Also, I want to thank the Lord for my preacher. He's been a preacher recently, and thank the Lord for it. Thank you for some men that have been meeting on Saturdays and praying with me. Thank the Lord for them. I thank the Lord for Brother Joplin, for Brother Castillo. There's just so many people you have no idea. Just throughout the year, many blessings that y'all bring to me and my family. Kind of one of the anchors that keep me going. Well, thank y'all.
Anyone else in this section before we move on? Adam. Amen. Brother Marino.
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank God for my family, my wife, my kids, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and just the wonderful work that he does in my life.
Amen. Good. Anyone else in this section before we move on? Okay, now we're to these folks here. Anyone in here? Anyone not? Anyone teen and above? Don't be shy. All right, over here, teen and above. I mean, anyone not a teen? Yes, ma'am, Miss Stella.
I'm very thankful for my family and also for the church family. You all add so much to our lives. I teach my kids so many things.
And some of them are even good.
Yes, sir. Thanks for driving, whatever it may be. I mean, there's a lot of things I can't teach them that you all do. So I really appreciate it. And people who deliver furniture and appliances and just whatever. I mean, it's a huge blessing.
Good. Anyone else over here? Suzanne?
Being raised military, we did have to look for churches when we made news, and I'm thankful that my parents are looking for churches that make them feel good, but that they're still alive. Remembering back, it seems like every new church they went to had more and more rules, and then out here, everything was wrong.
Someone else in that section. Mario.
Good. I'm thankful for my wife, my kids, my parents, and for my brother and Mrs. Barry, the Reverend Al, for being out going on Thursday night.
How long ago was that? You were just a kiddo, right? It's always a blessing to have that fruit that lasts. That's good.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing, Brother Perry, 20-something years ago? And the same thing with the Millikens, Brother Miss Millikan. I remember Brother Perry went by. Who was with you? Was it Mom that was with you or someone else? When you went by and talked to the Millikens? The Price. I remember the kids was riding the bus, right? And then Pam got hurt and y'all got saved. And the rest is history. Anyone else over there? Anyone else? Yes, Kay.
Amen.
Good. All right, teenagers and kiddos, now you can come in. We'll start on this side and work our way back. Don't be shy. Yes, Miss Eileen? Good. Mr. David? I'm not taking you hunting this year, David, no matter what you say. Good.
Amen.
And I'll think about the hunting since you put me first, David.
I think homelessness. I thank God for taking a job with the Air Force.
And
it surprised me today that you keep stuff that you want it. Now it's everything's done. He's your friend when you need to.
Yep, he's good. Amen. Brother Castillo was a big help in that too, wasn't he? Brother Castillo was a big help in that too, wasn't he? Anyone else over here before we move from your section? Yes, sir, little man. Yeah. Yes, sir. Anyone else over here? Any other kiddos? Sean. I'm not taking you home this year either, Sean. Well, we've been talking about maybe. He asked me if I could teach him how to shoot 30-06 and shoot a deer this year, so we're working on that. I love you, Sean. Anyone else over there? Did you have anything else, Sean, before I rudely interrupted you? Okay. Anyone else on that side before we move? Okay, now in the middle section. Anyone that got missed, it's your last shot. Okay, now over this, these folks here, anyone over here? Henry?
I'm thankful to my youth pastor's wife. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my sister and even though my siblings are, my young siblings are way younger than me, it's just a blessing to have them in the house and around them. And it's also a blessing to school, be able to go to the Liberty.
Amen. He does like my wife's mac and cheese. She has to only limit him because otherwise he would just have a big plate of it and wouldn't have anything else on his plate. Anyone else in the middle section? Don't miss out. Yes, sir, Mr. Rowland. Amen. Anyone else in the middle section before we head over? Jerry? Anyone else? Okay, over here to this side. Anyone over here? Anyone by the name of Stephen? Good. Anyone that I missed? Anyone in the sound room? Anyone to have a blessing from the sound room? I'll wait on you. They fell asleep in there. That's why they sent Gladys in. Yes. Yeah, when the Bible talks about you lose, you give up your father and your mother and your brothers and sisters, and then he gives you, and that's what you become here. Some of us have fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters here. Lots of brothers and sisters, but then there's others that become a substitute mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, and that's a big blessing. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Yes, it was. Smart man. Anybody else? Anyone else? Yep. My wife the other day asked me what I was looking. I don't usually watch much TV, but I was watching Facebook. I looked at some stuff. She asked me to find my youngest son because our grandson had grandparents stay at the Christian school, and they had it on, what was it supposed to be on? Snap? Huh? Instagram. So we was trying to figure out, as old people, trying to figure out how to bring that up. So I bring up Facebook. She said, go to your Facebook account. So I went to Facebook, and then this thing came up and said, you'd be surprised about this bum. So, I mean, I watched it. And what it was a pastor, a new pastor, was taking over a church. Church running between 3 and 10,000. I imagine 10,000 was probably its membership, and 3 was what they run. But said that the night he was supposed to take the service, he showed up. They didn't know it. I mean, he showed up, and they hadn't seen most of the folks that hadn't seen him. He showed up dressed like a bum. And he said hi to hundreds of people. 2 said hi back. He tried to come in a set, and someone in the church, of course, they didn't want him to come in among the crowd. They asked him, could you please come back and sit back here? They didn't realize they was asking their own pastor to sit in the back, but they thought they were just asking the bum. And so then when they got through all the singing and stuff, they said, we are so glad to introduce you to your new pastor. And then the bum started walking down the aisle, and the crowd got really quiet. And then he got down front, and he read the verses where it talks about, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And, of course, the people said, Lord, we never did that. And he said, yeah, when you've done it to one of those, you've done it to me. And he said, I'm ashamed of he said, it seems like so many of us today, we call ourselves Christians, and we don't act like we are. We don't act Christ-like, and then closed the service and walked out, said, I'll see you next service. But again, it is amazing to me. I've watched Liberty Baptist Church. I've been here for 33 years now, and Liberty Baptist Church has grown a lot and changed some. But the good news is we still have the heart for lost souls, which a lot of churches lose. We still love to see people get baptized. A lot of churches lose that. We love to see kids come and ride the buses and get saved in children's church. We've put a lot of money in our Christian school kids, our own church kids. See, a lot of folks they buy a travel bus and they go down to Branson and they go to the shows and they travel around the world. Someone asked us one time, what do you spend all the money on? I said, see them big yellow things out there? Those. And go upstairs. I said, those kids upstairs, our church kids, them. And that's what, I mean, we don't have, Liberty Baptist Church does not have a big bank account. We don't have tens of thousands of dollars in the bank. We don't. Brother Nicholas takes, if we have any extra money in the mission fund, he'll take on a new missionary. Because money is not going to do the money in the bank doesn't get people saved. So Liberty Baptist Church spends its money on folks. And we help a lot of other folks that come in, needy people come in. The young lady that some of you, and thank you so much for the stuff you guys did. The truth is, if there's someone here tonight that does not have a turkey for Thanksgiving, we have an extra turkey. Because I went and bought some of the stuff the other night with money people gave, and then others brought stuff tonight. So we'd already given them everything except the turkey, and we're taking that by after church. But I couldn't have spent the amount of money you guys gave, because I think we end up with like 130 or 40 bucks. And I got the stuff I bought the other night cost 30 bucks, and I bought them all the stuff that I could think of other than the turkey. And the turkey came tonight. We're going to take that by. But if you don't have a turkey and you're one of our church members, we do have an extra turkey. Or if you don't have a good meat for tomorrow, we have meat that I can see me after church. And again, I would rather, if not, we'll give it to somebody. We're not going to let it go to waste. But if you don't have it, we'd love to be a blessing to you because folks gave and was such a blessing. And I thank you. And that young lady said thank you as well. She's a single mom raising 5 kids. And she said thank you, thank you, thank you. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, we read it earlier, says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I want to give you 7 quick points. I probably won't comment about the points. I just want to give you these thoughts and a verse or two for each one. Again, we should be thankful for everything. That's what he said, "In everything give thanks." Now, some of you mentioned health. And by the way, if you have health, you won't realize how great it is unless you lose it. I'm fairly healthy, but in the last few years, my memory has really begun to stink. And I mean, I forget stuff. I mean, stuff that I used to use. I used to be able to do 10 different things at one time. Now I'm lucky if I can remember 10 things at one time, let alone do things. But again, we have many possessions. We have family. We have country. We have church. And by the way, we also have God's mercy. Let me read you several verses about that. In Psalm chapter 107, verse 1, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Amen. 118, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." Psalm 118, verse 29 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." You can go to Psalms 136, and you can see a lot of verses, and they all say the same thing. They say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." And by the way, some of you mentioned that tonight. And whether you got saved when you was 5, whether you got saved when you was 35, whether you had committed, by the way, all of us had committed sins worthy of hell, worthy of death in hell, and the mercy of God forgave every one of us that. Now, many folks were older when they got saved, so they had got farther from the Lord and had committed more offenses. And by the way, that's why those who have committed more offenses should be more appreciative of God's blessings and God's mercy, because of the fact that, by the way, he forgave you like it was nothing. He forgave me like it was nothing. Now, by the way, it was something. Again, you realize that's what separated God from his son for a short time. God turned his back on his own son because at that time he became a moment before he was sinless. But when he took upon himself the sins of the whole world, he became the greatest sinner that ever lived. And because God hates sin, God couldn't even look upon his own son. So again, that burden that Jesus carried when he picked up all of our sins and put them on his back and then put them under the blood of Jesus, we have a lot to be thankful for. The second thing I want you to think about tonight is be thankful for things done for you. Some of you mentioned that tonight. And by the way, I'm a lucky man. I get to work in the school. I get to work at the church, and I get paid for that. That is such a blessing. I get to spend time with young people. I don't always enjoy the parents, but I enjoy the young people. But just joking, I enjoy the parents too most of the time. But the truth is, working with young people and spending my time with them and little kids and then get to work go sewing and in the bus routes. And again, that is a blessing to me. I get to do stuff for people, but then they do, I mean, they love back and give back, and it's such a blessing. Now, in Luke chapter 17, verse 17, the 10 lepers were healed, And Jesus asked the question, where are the nine? In verse 15, the Bible had said that one returned and gave thanks. Now again, I said, be thankful for things done for you. Whether it's leprosy, and by the way, I can guarantee you, Brother Wallace thanks God repeatedly, often, for the fact that God healed him and cured him from cancer. Cancer is a hideous thing. Typically, when we hear the word cancer, we're afraid. And by the way, for a good reason. Cancer many times is very, very deadly. And by the way, very, very painful before it becomes deadly. But again, God is so good. We have a lot to be thankful for. Thankful for things done for us. Number three, we ought to be thankful and express it immediately. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now, here's the thing. If someone does something for us and we don't tell them thank you, tomorrow, number one, we might have forgotten. Number two, they might have done something at that time that makes us where we don't thank them anymore. And I can tell you, if someone thanked you today and then tomorrow they're mad at you, it kind of evens things out. So your relationship stays the same. But if they're always fussing at you and never being nice to you, you know what? You don't want to have a whole lot to do with them. So that's why he says, when someone does something for you and they deserve that thank you, tell them thank you. And don't put it off. Write them a note. Give them a call. Today is so easy. We can text. We can do things. I mean, years ago it was a lot different because you typically had to go see people face to face, and sometimes it was miles away to do that. Today we can travel hundreds of miles, thousands of miles with just a few seconds on a phone. And again, be thankful and express it immediately. Forget. If you don't, you'll forget. You'll get hardened. Number four, be content. Again, thankfulness. When you think of contentment, and especially when you think of the verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You know what contentment means? I'm happy. You know what that means? I'm thankful. I mean, I have so much. Paul said you can learn to be content. It is such a blessing to be content. If you've ever been discontent and then you finally reach a place of contentment, you realize, wow, this is when the peace comes, when the contentment comes, when you don't have to have something to be happy anymore, when you're not always grabbing and trying to pull it all towards you, when you realize that all those things don't bring happiness. And the fact is, all those things that you thought would bring happiness usually did not. But again, he said, I want you to be content. And by the way, thankful for what? Where and who you are. Number five, it is good to thank the Lord. In your Bibles, flip over to Romans chapter 9. We're going to spend a couple verses in Romans, but Romans chapter 1, we'll start in verse 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8 says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Romans 7, verse 25 says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Both those verses, he says, I thank God. Says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, I thank my God always on your behalf. Philippians 1, 3 says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. 1 Thessalonians 2, 13 says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 says, and I thank Jesus Christ our Lord. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience. Now again, we have a lot to be thankful for. And one of the folks we ought to always thank is, thank the Lord.
Amen.
And again, number six, and I'll hurry on. He says, the sixth thing I have is, one of the best ways to show thanks to someone is to pray for them. Now, notice what it says in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 says, we give thanks to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, in everything give thanks for this will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Philemon chapter 1 verse 4 says, I thank my God making mention of thee always in my prayers. If you want to appreciate somebody, let me tell you one of the best ways to show your appreciation for them. Pray for them.
Amen.
So again, when you appreciate somebody, you'll typically pray for them. If you want to show someone how thankful you are, pray for them. There's nothing greater than being upheld to God and have someone pray on our behalf. See, when we pray for ourselves, it kind of seems selfish. When someone else prays for us to God, it doesn't. So again, it's one thing if I ask you to do something for me. It's another thing, I mean, if you ask God to do something for me. And so again, one of the best ways to show your thankfulness is to pray for somebody. And then the seventh thing, and I'll be done, we ought to all be thankful for our salvation. Luke chapter 10, verse 20 says this, notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. Now he said, guys, you shouldn't be so excited about the fact. Now they were casting out demons. And again, Someone here a while back, one of our families on the bus route, said, Brother Block, we think our house is possessed. And they said, would you come by And then they said, we have cameras, and we've seen stuff moved, and we've seen these figures. Say, what do you think about that? Scared the crap out of me. That's what I thought about that. Brother Vineyard one time in OBC said that he doesn't even like preaching sermons on hell, because he said anytime he messes with the devil, bad stuff happens. And he said someone asked him to go over and cast out some demons, and he said, you know, I didn't want anything to do with it. And I thought, if Brother Vineyard, who can kill somebody seven ways with these two hands, I mean, Brother Vineyard was afraid of the devil. Trust me, this guy right here, he's terrified of the devil. Now, it's nice to sing those songs about kicking the devil's butt and running him off and all that, but the truth is, when it comes right down to it, the devil is a scary guy. But so the disciples were pretty excited. You know why? They were casting out demons. That's a big deal. I mean, they were not only the fact that they was helping these people, but the fact is the spirits, I mean, listened to them. They had power over the spirits. Amen. By the way, there were some times that didn't happen for them. And when they asked Jesus, why didn't that happen? He said, well, there's some that's tougher than others. There's some that you got to be prayed up and fasted up. I mean, those don't come but by prayer and fasting. So the truth is, they was all excited about casting demons out. But notice what he said in that verse. He said, you know what? Don't be so excited about that the spirits are subject to you. But notice what he says, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. He said, you know what? It's a big deal that you can cast out demons. Not very many people can do that. It's even a bigger deal that your name is written in heaven. Amen. By the way, many of us who haven't cast out demons, guess what we can say about ourselves? Our name's written in heaven. So that, again, that is something that is should be a great big thank you. And I always appreciate it when folks say, I thank God for my salvation. And by the way, no matter how many times we hear it, no matter how many times we say it, we better keep remembering how great it is to be saved. Not only because of what we miss, but because of what we get. I mean, the truth is, we just missed hell and went to nowhere. I mean, we just missed hell and went to nowhere. I mean, we just died and that was the end of it. We didn't have to suffer. That would be great. But the fact is, we missed hell, and then we get to go to heaven, which is a perfect place and a wonderful place. When you read all the stuff about heaven, I mean, it's an amazing place. And by the way, none of that was paid for by us. I mean, we did zero. We did zilch to get it. It was all by the grace of God and the blood of Jesus Christ and His mercy. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And by the way, this time of year is a time that we're supposed to be thankful. That's why, now again, realize when you know the first Thanksgiving, it was for the folks, by the way, who were starving to death, had a hard time keeping warm, and the Indians helped them and got them through a tough winter. And then, by the way, by that time, they'd learned enough stuff. They was able to basically take care of themselves. But they was thankful just to be alive. By the way, all of us in here tonight, to my knowledge, all of us are alive, so that we all have, I mean, that, and so much more. So we have a lot to be thankful for. Something you ought to do during this season, and this is something that I often do. I'm lucky because I make the thank you notes. So I take a bunch of thank you notes. And many times this time of year when I go down to the deer blind, because it's quiet down there and I don't have any distractions, I just write a bunch of thank you notes. I just think of people. I start over in my mind, because everybody, thankfully, you all sit in almost the same place all the time. So I start in one section, and I just try to go through and remember folks and write notes. And many years I write, I mean, my problem is I have good intentions and bad carrying it out. Many times I get half the church done. Sometimes there's been times I've wrote 25 or 30 notes. There's other times I've only written, I started with like the pastor and got to my school teachers and maybe the deacons or a couple of folks, and then I petered out and didn't get through the rest of them. But the fact is, it is a good thing to think about all the folks. You mentioned it tonight, but you see, the words, they're forgotten. A note, I mean, it's kind of like a picture. It's remembered for a long time. And by the way, a note's something you can pull back out. We can't pull back up unless we taped you tonight. I mean, we can't play that back, but we can read a note again. How many of you have ever pulled a note out and read it a second or third time? I think you know it's one of those big blessings that, by the way, it's a blessing the moment they read it. It's a blessing the next time they read it. It's a blessing the next time they read it, and every time they read it after that. But again, a lot to be thankful for. Be good for all of us to write notes to Brother Nichols and let our preacher know how much we love him. He didn't get to hear you tell him, I mean, many of you, and by the way, all of us have a lot to be thankful for when it comes to our pastor. The fact that he has been here for all these years, he's been faithful. His faithfulness is a testimony, even if he couldn't preach, and he can preach. Most of you have traveled to some other churches and you realize how well Brother Nichols can preach. If you've been to other churches, you realize how smart Brother Nichols is when it comes to doctrine and things like that. I mean, Brother Nichols is, I mean, he's a guy that can be writing books. I mean, he's smart, and he gives that to us. As I said, sometimes it goes over my head, maybe over your, but I try to grab some as it flies by. But the fact is, he's smart. And I can tell you this, he also loves every one of you. Now, he's not as gushy and as talkative as I am, but if you know your pastor, if you've ever went into your pastor when you had a problem or a need, you saw that side of Brother Nichols you don't see from here at the pulpit. Brother Nichols loves you. I mean, Brother Nichols has a big heart, and he loves you folks. How many of you have ever gotten a note from Brother Nichols? He's written lots of notes, I know, because, I mean, I've had him sometimes go give this to so-and-so, and he's written me. So Brother Nichols, I mean, he writes lots of notes as well. But again, understand, we have a lot to be thankful for. We live in America. We live in, I mean, in a great, great country. We live in, thank goodness for the last election. I mean, in my mind, we have a lot more to be thankful for than we did. I mean, a year ago, I was pretty discouraged. And then the election happened, and I thought, I can almost breathe again. I mean, it's, I mean, we might make it after all. But the truth is, we have a lot of blessings in our lives. Don't just think of it on a night like tonight. But by the way, during this season, say it to other folks, write some notes, and then try to be thankful on a regular basis. Try to appreciate folks and things. It's always a blessing when someone gets discouraged and someone thanks you. For some reason, it just lifts your spirit. And there have been times, I guarantee you, there's been times as a youth director or a preacher or a Sunday school teacher, I've been down and someone wrote me a note. And I said, you know what, I thank God for you. If it wasn't for you, I don't know that I'd be where I'm at today. And I'm thinking, wow, it is worth it. I mean, these other knuckleheads aren't listening, but he did or she did. And that is a big blessing. And I can tell you many times it takes away that cloud that we wanted to rain on us and we wanted to feel sorry for ourselves. That blessing, that note, or that kindness was such a help and such a blessing. So, again, look around. There are a lot of folks that you have at Liberty Baptist Church that you can be thankful for. A lot of people here that have done stuff for you. There may be neighbors or friends or relatives that have done stuff for you. But again, God is good, and we have a lot to be thankful for. Thank you for your testimony tonight. That was a blessing to me. I appreciate it. I like to hear people stand up and tell how good God's been. Because then it lets those who think God's not very good, they realize, wow, he blessed them. Man, he blessed them. Then they sometimes say, well, God, why aren't you blessing me? And then he answers back and says, you got to serve me. I mean, you want to serve me? You got to serve me. I mean, I'm taking care of, I mean, you know, the kids that serve me, listen to me. So again, it's such a blessing for you parents, for your kids to see you stand up and give testimonies. Because again, kids, it's easy for kids to say thank you. It gets a little harder, especially for us men, and I appreciate many of you men tonight gave you testimonies as well. That is a big blessing, not to be too proud to stand up and say, I'm thankful for so-and-so, I'm thankful for this. That is a big blessing. So I'm going to have us all stand. We're going to have a short invitation, so that if the folks will come on up that play the piano and do the, to my knowledge, no one here is lost tonight. We're going to have the invitation. We're just going to sing a couple verses of invitation. If you need to come tonight for any reason, Brother Price will be down front. If you are here and you're lost, and again, if you've been in need of our service, and all of you have, because there's no new faces here tonight, you know how to be saved, you know what you